Man, I like that. I'm about to bounce.
You're bouncing
here.
Around.
WGI 760 AM. I'm the guest co-host. Of course, joined by the incomparable and indomitable Lloyd Jackson. At this point, it's very timely to have a dear friend of mine who I supported for counsel in the area where Dable does most of his work. That's the Honorable Denzel McCammell. Welcome to the show, Denzel.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I think it's very timely. You know, we have all this conversation about an organization whose membership is sparse in considering larger organizations, but yet is beginning to wield such political power and clout. It's the conversation is going on from the White House to New York. You are a Democratic Socialist, is that not correct?
That's correct.
And by the way, I am too. I actually was with Michael Harrington, one of the founders of the Democratic Socialist Organizing Committee of America. I subscribe to those principles. But what do you make of all this brouhaha?
You know, Rev, it is very interesting because we know that there are folks across the political spectrum. And also, you know, on the left, when it comes to politics here in the country. And as you mentioned, democratic socialism is not something that's new. But what I'm seeing across the country and what we've seen even here in Detroit with my election and you know, we have the congresswoman, there are multiple state representatives and another council member as well who is a DSA member. But we are seeing that folks are wanting something new and also wanting folks that are running and in office to actually deliver on what working families need. And what I mean by that is ensuring that when we are making decisions on behalf of folks, that we have the people's need in mind and not necessarily, you know, corporate interests or interests that are not aligned with the folks that we represent. So from, you know, Mayor Mamdani in New York City, now you have congressional members that are winning, not in just New York City. And I just want to stress that is what's in view right now, but you have folks across the country who are DSA members, who are Democratic Socialists, and are getting popularity and votes from folks who want a new political view in these seats of power.
You're still early in your first term on Detroit City Council, Councilman McCampbell. What surprised you most about the job so far versus what you expected when you were on the campaign trail?
You know, I will say the thing that surprised me, you know, I think just the vast amount of issues that folks are facing in the city. And I would say, you know, it's a surprise, but also what we knew going in. But we're at a point where having a new administration with Mayor Sheffield, having new members on council, we're seeing, I would say, a new energy of folks wanting to ensure that we are taking care of what's going on in the neighborhoods. And it is a lot of work, but I really enjoy it to be able to wake up every morning to say, how are we going to solve problems and how are we going to be innovative in that approach? Let's try new things. Let's see, how do we actually uplift what our young people need? How do we get more activity in the neighborhoods and do development that actually addresses those needs? That is something that, you know, it is an absolute honor to be able to do that because I know that my neighbors need that leadership, are asking for that leadership, and are asking for a thriving city for all.
So one of the issues that is presently plaguing Detroit, not something only in Detroit, are teen takeovers. Give me your take on that. What can we do? Is it different here? Is it not as bad as it is elsewhere? I mean, what are we going to do about it?
I would say I don't think it is bad here as it is elsewhere. But I will also say, Rev, that when I look at the teen takeovers, the underlying thing that I see is that our youth are demanding that we do more on their behalf. And what I mean by that is that having more things for our young folks to do. And, you know, together with the administration, we've dedicated resources for that. I will say Mayor Sheffield with the Occupy the Summer is an initiative that I think is something that is addressing that. But this is going to be a long term. As we're thinking about the need for even skating rinks, bowling alleys, places for our teens and youth to gather and have safe fun, but also not only just on the recreation side or having things to do, we really have to make sure that we are raising our youth, because it does take a village. How are we getting that support to our parents? How are we having going directly to them to have a conversation on what is it that, whether it's after school programming or inside the schools around conflict resolution, increasing social skills and things. One thing that I remind folks a lot is that we are talking about a generation of youth who were deeply impacted by the pandemic. These are kids that had at least a year that they had to have virtual schools, and that makes an impact on the social skills and such as well. So I look at it as a call out to those who have the resources and power to actually uplift the needs of our young folks. And it's going to take time, but I think here in Detroit, we are doing what's needed to meet folks, our young folks, where they are, and get to work on that. And I think we're gonna solve it, and we're gonna have a city where our youth are actually having things to do, and also where our youth are supported.
Detroit City Councilman Denzel McCampbell, we appreciate you coming on, my brother, and I know we'll be talking more with you throughout the year, so I appreciate it, and let's keep in touch.
Absolutely.
He's the D in Detroit. Denzel in Detroit.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you all. Thank you.
Have a good day. Coming up, we're going to be talking with the Wayne County Treasurer, and a lot of people think, you know, when you hear the Wayne County Treasurer, it's like, here's the person who's going to take my house or foreclose on my house. The Wayne County Treasurer has ways for you to stay in your house. They want you to stay in your
house.
And
unfortunately, they come to him after the fact.
Yes.
When if they go to him before it happens, he can do something about it.
Let's talk to him about it next at 8:49 on JR Morning.